At least a dozen Afghans have lost their lives on the fourth day of protests over the U.S. troops' desecration of the Holy Quran. Reports say they were killed while trying to storm the U.S. consulate. At least three dozen people have been killed during the anti-U.S. rallies since Tuesday. Secretary General of Lebanese resistance movement Hezbollah has accused some Arab countries of creating chaos in Syria. He said the U.S. and Western countries want Arab states to militarily intervene in the country. Nasrallah also accused Israel of encouraging chaos in Islamic countries in order to advance its agenda. At least one Palestinian has been killed and several others injured in clashes with Israeli police at the Al-Aqsa Mosque in East Jerusalem, Al-Quds. The violence broke out after several Israelis entered the holy site on Tuesday and scuffled with Palestinian worshippers. Dozens of Palestinians have been arrested ever since. In Saudi Arabia, at least three people have been injured after regime forces opened fire on protesters in Qatif in the eastern province. Protesters have also flooded the streets in the Persian Gulf island of Tarut to demand the downfall of the Al Saud dynasty. They also slammed the regime's crackdown on protesters. Official figures in Canada show the country's arms sales to foreign countries tripled last year. Reports say Saudi Arabia was the largest importer of Canadian arms in 2011. Riyadh has been documented to have used Canadian-made armored vehicles to quell anti-government protests in neighboring Bahrain. Hundreds of Bahrainis have once again staged a rally near the capital, Manama, to call for an end to the Al-Khalifa regime. The rally was organized by the main opposition group, Al-Wafaq. Dozens of Bahrainis have been killed and hundreds more arrested since the protests began last year. More bad news for Britain's economy. Official figures show the country's economy shrank by 0.2% in the fourth quarter of 2011. This despite the government's efforts to promote growth. State-owned Lloyds Banking Group and the Royal Bank of Scotland have also posted massive net losses for 2011. And in Britain, Labour lawmaker Eric Joyce has been charged with three counts of assault following a brawl in a parliament bar. Joyce allegedly attacked two lawmakers from the Conservative Party and a lawyer from his own. He's been ordered to appear in court on March the 7th.